Well, Luke Ball from the Collingwood Football Club, how does the experience compare this time last year, about 20 cars back?
I was about 20 cars back, and it was raining, so we were sitting inside the Toyotas, and it was probably a bit easier sitting inside because, you know, this is certainly very humbling and almost a little bit embarrassing. But what it is just fantastic to see, you know, the supporters from both sides. Because, you know, as players, we know that this means as much to them as it does to us. And I think the city of Melbourne's very lucky that, you know, two of the great Victorian clubs have made it through to the last game. And that's showing today. I couldn't imagine how many people are out here, but it's just, it's very exciting.
I'll ask you the question you've been asked 1,000 times this week. How's the calf? How's the hamstring?
Oh, it looks 100%. Yeah, I pulled up really well after the game, and from that moment on, I was always confident and trained really well. Probably trained as well as I have all year, so I'm fresh and ready to go.
You know the Saints well. Who's the one key player you'll be looking to stop tomorrow?
Oh, look, I think obviously they've got some superstars, but I think the strength of St Kilda is their teamwork and you know, their discipline and structures. And obviously, you know, the skippers, the captain and vice captain of Rewalt and Hayes are magnificent players and lead from the front, but we certainly understand that it's going to require a full team effort to get over the top of them.
Luke Ball, thanks for having a chat.
Thanks, mate.